is awesome. Let's go, Cammy.
We're going. This is Gamers Coop again. We're gonna talk about games that we're currently playing right now. I'm Cammy.
Tyson.
Dave.
Do we have to do that on every podcast?
Yes. People want a name to the voice, Cammy.
Okay.
Like, who's that Asian lady that's talking? I like Dave. David sounds like he's like a, you know, one of those guys on a beer commercial.
Oh, Dave. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did she just make fun of me because I'm Asian?
Look, Cammy, when people find out, the internet's going to explode.
We're off to a great start already. Oh, yeah.
All right.
That's awesome. We wrote down a sheet of everything what we're going to say. We're doing everything but that.
I'm
sidetracked like always.
That's us at Gamers Coop.
I'm playing Assassin's Creed right now. The first one. I know it's been a while since it's been out, but I haven't.
Both of those.
We're not talking about you.
That third one's coming out soon. Brotherhood's coming out in a while.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But what have you been doing on that first one? How's that going?
I'm about halfway through. I'm killing the third guy in the threesome. You know?
That sounds great.
Wait, what are you doing?
Kill the guy in the threesome. Woo!
Tyson!
That's so naughty.
When the guy sends Altair out to kill three guys at the same time?
Yes, yes.
I'm on the third dude.
What city is that in?
That's descriptive, Cammy. The third dude in that desert place. You know, there's this guy.
What
might be
city?
Wearing a hat.
I'm in Jerusalem, okay? I'm in Jerusalem. Okay. Shut up. I just got so I can carry 10 throwing knives instead of 5. 5 was annoying, but I have 10 now.
Killing the guys on the roof. That's all I ever did with those knives.
Man, I just threw guys off the roof. That was fun. Pick them up, toss them off, and
knives
everyone's like, and hits the ground.
Knives are much faster. So, are you liking the game?
I really like it. I mean, just finished Batman not too long ago, so this is kind of a nice, you know, after Batman kind of game.
Yeah, it's kind of
similar. Still killing people, different time, though, different dudes. I really like how I can counterattack, take people down. It's awesome.
Hide in hay. Like big old barrels of hay.
Yeah, hide in hay.
Guys are coming after me. Better jump with some hay.
I like how I can climb up almost anything. Climbed on top.
That was nice. And it looks organic when he climbs. It looks real.
Yeah, yeah. You actually look where his footing and hand locations are, and he's actually grabbing onto something instead of like hovering off into pixel land or something.
Yeah,
pixel land. It's
so
pretty good.
What else are you playing?
Well, I got the PopCap Arcade Volume 1 for Mother's Day. Don't laugh at me.
I love how like all our games are like 3 years old.
Shut up. Anyway, so I'm playing a lot of Zuma on the 360. It's kind of weird. I kind of like it on the PC better because I can just point where I want to shoot the ball and it goes there instead of having to try to use the analog stick.
Hey, David, look, keyboard and mouse, much better.
I actually agree in this situation. It is much better on the PC.
I just get frustrated.
Peggle is too.
PC elitism confirmed.
But, you know, when you only got a 360 with those games.
Peggle's good on the 360. I like it.
But do you have, like, World of Warcraft Peggle on 360?
No, I don't.
We still don't even know what that game is like. Never seen it yet.
It's Peggle, but with World of Warcraft stuff.
I'll get it someday.
WoW background.
I also been playing WoW. Trying to get my Death Knight to level 80.
Yeah,
high
you
since
you're
booming.
Still like at, what, 68?
Yeah, so it's 68.
Just walked into Northrend, came and did like 2 questions, like, I gotta go!
When the baby calls, you gotta drop everything and go.
I'm telling you, just duct tape the baby to the fridge, Cammy, and you're good to go.
Oh,
you
that's
play
so
all
great.
Night.
That's so great, Tyson.
That's great parenting, Cammy.
No.
That's how the pros do it.
You know, and WoW, I'm still level 40-something level 40-something Paladin. My only character.
Not as bad as Dave. I have 3 characters and none of them are at level 80 because you keep telling me to do this and do that.
Taskmaster.
I'm demanding,
Tyson.
Cammy. I'm demanding.
It's true.
Taskmaster.
And then I get on and you're not even on. I'm like, what am I supposed to do now?
I know I'm going to have to read the quest. Oh no!
Cammy can't play that game without Tyson.
So I get on, I'm like, I guess I can go do this quest, and then I have to do all these other group quests, and then Tyson drags me into these higher level areas where I can't even do anything anyway.
What level?
Drax
it's
Miku.
Real fun to watch Tyson just plow through guys, huh?
Yeah, his tank. Anyway, what have you been playing, Dave?
I'm eating a cookie, so we better...
Dave's eating a cookie. He's playing with a cookie.
I love how Dave was like, crap, I gotta talk next.
What about Tyson? What have you been playing?
Oh, man, I've been playing a couple games. I've been playing a little bit of WoW. Mainly just, I see Cammy when her thing says I'm playing WoW, I'll log in, because I know I gotta help Cammy.
Because Tyson's just so charitable like that.
I just can't wait until Cammy hits 80 and we do some heroics, and I just can't wait to see the disaster that happens.
Shut up!
The train wreck? That's gonna be classy.
We already did dungeons. You and Cliff dragged me into these dungeons, and I'm like, I don't even know what I'm doing here. You guys are just killing stuff. I'm just picking stuff up. And then I die about 20 times.
Cammy's like, hey, look, some spiders. They look nice.
We go through an instance, and I just die.
It's like Cammy, hug the wall, and what does Cam do? Anything but that.
Well, I thought, I feel useless, so I thought I can help out, and then all of a sudden they start attacking me. You're the one who's not keeping your aggro.
How am I supposed to keep aggro when you just wander to the side? Woo, shiny object! And it's like, Cammy, no!
I'm ready to talk about my games now.
Let's go, David.
All right. That was a good...
David just comes in. I'm ready to talk now.
That was a good cookie, by the way. Okay, so Oblivion. I know that's a... When did that come out? Probably like 3 years ago?
Six, I think.
Six?
Yeah.
Yeah, right when the 360 came out, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it when it was cheap. But it was good.
Better on the PC.
I liked it. You know, if you're into the Elder Scrolls games or not, it was good. Because I am just working on getting my last achievement. For the Shivering Isles. Wow.
That's not going to be annoying,
I think it? I know Cammy doesn't like it. But I spent over like 200 hours on it by the time I beat it. But I did all the side quests where you do the...
It's so boring. Whenever you're playing, you're just talking to some ugly person. Like, dog ugly
the
person.
In that game are
on
ugly.
PC. PC, it's like, I just want the younger women. Get rid of all the old people.
And then you're just walking around, and it's always dark, and you can't see anything, and then you're just, like, cutting somebody with this stupid little knife, and then you're really, really slow to attack, and they're just like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to die or not, and stuff glows,
awesome.
And...
You got, like, mods to fix every problem with the game on the PC.
I didn't think it had that many problems. I just was a vampire, so I could beef myself out and use night vision. And
it looks boring.
And then I just kill everything. It was fun. I also have been playing the Dynasty Warriors 4. That's a blast from the past.
That
on the original Xbox.
That is like...
There's 300 guys on the screen. Just tap X.
Yes. Dynasty Warriors is the ultimate hack and mindless hack and slash button mashing game. I love it.
We like number 4 because it just had a better leveling up system. And
4 is the best.
And you could... You know, take pride in your characters that you've leveled up.
I didn't like Empires. Empires is lame. It's like Risk, and then Dynasty Warriors, but it's mostly Risk. Boring.
Well, you never actually played it. I beat the 5 Empires, and that was actually okay.
Boring.
If you're into strategy, you definitely don't just hack and slash.
I just want mindless button mashing hack and slash.
And that's all WoW is. Let me tell you.
And leveling up your character.
So Cammy just wants a game where she can, like, tape the X button down. Maybe put, like, a rubber band around the analog stick.
She just needs to pull out an old-school turbo paddle.
Yeah.
Aw, you hit X and then Y, and then you hit B to unleash your moose out.
So just get one of those birds that bobbles up and down. Just hit the buttons for you.
Doesn't push it fast enough.
Anyway, you forgot to mention Ticket to Ride, Cammy.
Oh, yeah, we downloaded Ticket to Ride. And
on the 360.
It's pretty good. I mean,
that's classy.
It takes the board game and just, you know, puts it in the 360. I think they did a really good job. It's really easy to play. Pretty simple.
A lot better than Catan.
Yeah, Catan sucks.
That one's horrible.
But it's fun to get online. There's not a lot of people online that play it. I keep playing the same people over and over again. But online play is good.
Because it's boring.
Computer players.
Tyson doesn't even know what this game
is. Yeah, I know what it is. It's some intercontinental railroad. Everyone.
So you build your choo-choo train to your destination.
You build a track from one area to the other. Let the best man win.
The
There's some strategy to it, Tyson.
the AI in it is kind of dumb because the easy guy is like really retarded and easy, but then the medium guy is a jerk and like takes all the routes you're trying to get and tries to cut you off. And I haven't played with hard because medium is so annoying and easy is just retarded.
Maybe hard would be the best option because they'd stay out of your way and stop trying to sabotage you. But you know, if we played with Tyson, that's what he would do.
Yes, I would just.
He wouldn't
build
even.
Railroads,
he wouldn't even build on his
tracks.
Tickets. He'd just be.
You just sabotage?
Yes, I would. I
to block
Cammy.
Oh, it's like Mario Party all over again.
Yes, it is. Good times, good times.
I can't play Mario Party with you, Tyson. You just ruin everything.
No. What can I do to ruin Cammy's enjoyment? That is what I do.
Steal my stars. Sabotage the mini games.
Mm-hmm.
Swerve into her way.
Yeah, that's
her
what I do.
And then
her,
if I ever have to play like a team mini game with you and we're on the same team, it's all over.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrible.
So what have you been playing, Tyson?
I don't know. You done, David?
Yeah, that's all I've been playing.
Just one game, huh?
Well, no, yeah, I said Dynasty Warriors. So.
Yeah, okay, two, that's good. Yeah. Good number. Yeah. I don't know. Well, I played WoW, but we already talked about that.
Yeah, that's enough about WoW.
Played some League of Legends. You guys ever
play? Whenever you say that, I think you're saying Lego Legends.
Lego Legends, yeah. It's probably because my English sucks. But
Lego Legends?
League of Legends.
Yeah.
It's. You guys played the Defense of the Ancients in Warcraft 3, right? Where you have the hero and you gotta destroy the enemy towers.
No, remember we tried to play that and you wouldn't explain what was going on. And then you killed me.
I couldn't control these guys.
I didn't understand why I couldn't control my troops.
Yeah, well, it's basically Defense of the Ancients. You choose a hero, and you have to destroy, like, the enemy buildings. It's free to play on the PC, which is nice. But then, like, just to unlock costumes, you have to pay money for, which is real dumb. And to unlock other heroes, you have to earn, like, these points that you get for finishing battles. But it only gives you, like, 50 points. And, like, this hero you want to unlock is, like, 6 grand.
I went to that website, and I saw how confusing everything was, and I immediately left.
David's like, oh crap, buttons,
like,
click.
Man, there's a bunch of tabs here. How to play, oh man, there's a whole ton of reading. Forget it, I'm done.
So you won't read that, but you'll read a book about sleeping.
Well, when you have a kid, I think you would too, Tyson.
Some double standards, David.
This book is awesome. Our friend sent it to us. Healthy Sleep Habits, Happy Child. It's working for us. It's working for us.
I open up the book, and the first thing I see is snoring. What does it lead to? Bedwetting.
Woo!
Anyway, back to video games. Wow, we totally got off of video games.
It happens. I blame Cammy.
It's not my fault.
We write the stuff down, and Cammy's like, hey, here's this book.
Tyson, I think you got Dead Space. Talk about?
Yeah, Dead Space, it's a survival horror game where you're on a spaceship and all the inhabitants have kind of turned into these monsters. I'm just not really digging it. Like, a lot of the problems I have with survival horror games are here, like the inventory. You can stack your ammo, right? But then, like, this little computer chip takes up its own inventory slot. It's stupid.
Wait, Cammy's got something about inventory on games.
Oh yeah, I wrote a blog about this. Where do the people in video games keep all their stuff? Like, in Zelda, okay, Link has, like, a grappling hook, a boomerang, a bow and arrow, some bombs, rupees,
jars.
And then he has, like, a big, huge ball and chain. Like, where does he keep it all?
I don't know, maybe he's got, like, a magical sack.
My answer is up his butt.
Possible.
That's where it looks like he's pulling stuff out of. Just reach, and then like Champions of Norrath, you're carrying like 100 pounds of armor and stuff and weapons, and my chick's as skinny as can be, and there's, I don't know where she's keeping it all.
I don't know, between the bust. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know where you're gonna put 500 pounds of inventory, but you know, up the butt seems like the most likely.
Some characters look like they're like reaching back there and they just magically pull something out of their butt.
Maybe that's, you know, how it goes. I don't know.
Well, even on WoW has that problem. Where are you keeping it? At least they have magic, I guess.
Yeah.
You can shrink it down into a little
pouch. Got bags.
Yeah,
you know?
You have like bags.
But you don't see the bags on.
No.
Yeah.
They're on your mount. I don't even know where you keep your
mount. Yeah, you keep your mount up your butt, too.
No, you summon your mount with magic.
I don't know.
Hey, Tyson, when are you going to buy me a luxury pet for my Squeaker character?
Those luxury pets are like $10. No, they're not. You're talking about like what luxury pet?
I want a bear. What are they called? They're not called bears. They're called something else.
That's classic, Hannah.
Are you talking about the panda?
No, I can't. Tyson said he couldn't get a panda.
Yeah, you can't get pandas. Well, I got a panda, but and I can keep getting a panda.
Why do you keep getting a panda?
Because I'm awesome, Cammy.
At least I have my little sheep for my rogue.
The panda was
underground.
The panda was a collector's edition thing for the first game.
I think you're getting them on the black market or something.
No, it's a collector's edition thing. You can choose between a panda, a zergling, or
you
a mini Diablo.
Like
zergling?
Yes.
You have like 8,000 gold, Tyson. You could spend like 500 gold and just get me something.
I could, but I won't. Because I gotta save up, Cammy, and buy your epic flying for like 5 grand.
Epic flying? I've got like 300 gold.
You're almost there.
So anyway, how's Tomb Raider Underworld?
Well, I
Tyson?
Have more gold,
like
except
it.
For you get mad at me when I go trying to like upgrade my professions.
No, I don't get mad. I just say just wait till you hit 80 and then do that.
Well, I can't get any gold while I'm going through my quests. I can't level up my professions because all the areas I'm in are like, you're not level up far
yeah,
enough.
Yeah, just when you hit 80, just go back and you can breeze through all that.
So how's Tomb Raider Underworld, Tyson?
I liked it. Busty lady venturing around, you know, ruins. It's my type of game.
Yeah?
I liked it just because of all the, you know, just the exploring stuff. You know, like you're climbing up walls, swinging from poles, stuff like that. That's
the
what I really
The controls
like.
On Tomb Raider bug me.
There's just too many of them. I couldn't keep up with
I could never get Lara Croft to do what I wanted her to do.
I had no problem with that.
Getting her to jump and climb and stuff.
I had no problem. I just know how to talk to a lady, Cammy. You're probably all like, no, no, no. Cammy just doesn't know how to talk to pixelated
Tyson
women. That's okay.
Talk to women. Oh, yeah.
So, Tyson. Woo.
I had no problems
since
with
since you
control.
Know how to talk to ladies, where is your girlfriend, Tyson?
You know, she's out of town visiting her folks.
Yeah. All right. Well, this has been Gamers Coupon.
We haven't done yet.
Yes, we are.
What else? Did you have something to talk about?
What other games
are
you playing?
Do you guys want to talk about E3?
No.
Or am I the only one that's seeing stuff from E3?
This podcast is about games we're playing now, not about E3.
We can talk about E3.
We're ending the podcast, Tyson.
I love it. Cammy rolls with an iron fist.
You guys are the one who want me to host every single one of these things.
I'm interested in E3.
Can we do a separate podcast for E3?
I guess.
Okay.
Now everyone's going to be like, oh man, I can't wait till they do their E3 podcast.
This has been Gamers Coop with games we've been currently playing. We're signing out.
Stay tuned for E3.
Next week.
Right now.